Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's my daily visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. There's a lot to get into concerning the St. Louis Cardinals and what's happening in our world and the game of baseball, how it affects the game of baseball. We'll talk about the coronavirus and trying to get coverage of Major League Baseball. Adam Wainwright will go today. You can see the game at noon on Fox Sports Midwest. Also, there's some injuries to update you on. It's Andrew Miller, Paul Goldschmidt, Brett Cecil. We'll get into all that on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. This is presented in brilliant clarity thanks to the good folks at Lordo's Diamonds. And also, reminder that Triad Bank is a full-service financial institution established in 2005 and a mission to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely held businesses like this one. Think TriadBanking.com. Coming up, we'll visit with Derek Gould.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hotshot's legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hotshot's near you at HotshotsNet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app
that
gets you.
It's our daily spring training reports from Jupiter, Florida. And we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. 14 brands, 10 locations. Need a car? Used or new? Think Fuse.com. Derek, let's jump into what everybody in the world is talking about, the coronavirus and how it's affected coverage of Major League Baseball. Here we are in day three of that. What's your take on this and how things have gone from the baseball perspective?
It's going to change the stories a little bit. You know, I can speak from where you're usually working on some bigger stories to advance the season, to preview the season. And I know I've had a couple interviews shift or even slip through my hands because, you know, the access has changed a little bit. The team seem to, for the most part, be doing a good job. The Cardinals did an excellent job kind of facilitating that, and credit to their players too. It, you know, a handful of players have, you know, said specifically, some personally, some, you know, after interviews, that, you know, that this is not the ideal situation for them either, that they would, you know, but they would make it part of their habit to be available. You know, Paul Goldschmidt, for example, walked out of the clubhouse and said, you know, you guys probably want to talk to me. Is now a good time. And, you know, other players have made sure that they would be made available. A young player said, I'll try to find you guys in case you do need me, which I think was neat. You know, I mean, it does speak to the spirit of cooperation that maybe the original move did not imply would happen. You know, everybody wants everybody else to stay healthy. No one else wants to put anybody at risk. We understand the need, whether it's called social distancing or proactive measures to stay healthy. So we're kind of all in it together, but it's going to shift a little bit as far as what you see, as far as how the coverage goes. And it, you know, we're going to see some odd visuals too. I mean, it's being discussed, you know, that, you know, you could have Seattle playing home games in Arizona. You may have some games with no fans in the stands, Dan, and it's gonna lead to some curious visuals that we're not used to. You know, and also just different ways to cover the game.
Absolutely. How has it changed your coverage with not being in the clubhouse? And I want you to take a fan in there. Because you get great insight inside the clubhouse. You're not and I mean this respectfully, you're not in the shower, you're not, you know, doing different things that the players are privy to do, go back in the kitchen and grab a sandwich. I mean, you're there to work. So take a fan in there and what that is like for you.
Yeah, I mean, the area where we can go is very much defined, and the time in which we can be there is very much defined. And it is in a time when players come and go from the clubhouse, either for meetings or for preparation or for meals or for grabbing equipment to go hit or, you know, for holding court with other players. I mean, the time that we're in there, while I understand our, you know, media by nature, just because we don't button up a uniform and we're not part of the team, it's intrusive to a certain extent, but we are invited professionals at that point. And the interactions, you know, that allows for conversational. It's also, you know, at the player controls the setting, the player controls the time he's available, but also, you know, the player can control the tone a little bit more than, say, a formal press setting or one where it's outside and it's on the way to rushing somewhere. It's changed. You know, in my first day of dealing with it, I realized that it's somewhat changed the pace of interviews in the sense that they're more hasty, they're more hurried, they're less conversational. So, you know, you might see that where there's not as much time to follow up or get a more detailed story or things like that, or for a conversation to become something that you base a story on. There was something that I wanted to take care of. There was actually two things that I talked to players about in the clubhouse before this policy was enacted. Two stories that I wanted to do that were loosely based on elements of the clubhouse, not the actual like structure of the clubhouse, but you know, the interview to take place in the clubhouse would have been better. And now I have to rethink that. And there's also a detail that I want for another story that now I'm going to have to try to figure out how to get a player to help me with, as opposed to where I could just go and write it down, you know, sure. Go see it. So I may not get that detail. I mean, it's entirely possible that I may not get that detail. And does that stink for the story? Well, I mean, it might. It would be helpful. Is it going to change the story? Probably. Is it going to ruin the story? Well, no, it'll just push me in a direction to report another one. But it would be a nice detail to have. So it's that kind of thing. I know people, the misconceptions of how that process works, and even back at Busch Stadium, you know, there are some players that don't ever need to go into the clubhouse. We don't ever need to see them. You know, I mean, that, you know, they're there and gone. I mean, I, you and I both know there have been players that you will go days without seeing in the clubhouse when the media are in there. And that speaks to just how the nature of when we are there and what happens. It's not the misunderstanding about what that means. I'm glad you asked me that, because I hope that we can kind of dispel some misconceptions of this, that the guys aren't getting out of the shower and being greeted by microphones. They're not, you know, they're not wrapped in towels and we're trying to pepper them with questions. No, we're at a distance when all of that is happening. And, you know, after a game, we all stay at a distance until they're ready to talk to us, until they're comfortable to talk to us. And then and only then do we have that conversation on their terms. But it does allow for a more informal exchange before the game and somewhat after the game, and a more exclusive exchange too, where the player can say, look, I want some time to think about this without a camera in my face. They take that time to think about it, and then the answer is better.
Right. It's a 10-minute at least cooling off period. And for many guys, it's many more. Let's talk about the injuries right now with the Cardinals. Some are serious, some are not, but Paul Goldschmidt is still dealing with an elbow issue. Where's he right now?
Had an MRI to determine the condition of the elbow, the integrity of the elbow, as they say, came out of that encouraged, but has had 3 days off, bothering him when he throws, not so much when he hits, but, you know, they expect him back in games. He said it's the kind of thing where if it were the regular season, he could play through it. But now this is kind of lingered now more than a month, longer than a month. So, you know, the attempt to flush it out hasn't really been there. And so it's continued to nag, and that's something to keep in mind. He's He has had elbow issue before that cost him to miss some time when he was with Arizona. As far as how that compares to this severity, you know, that got to a point where he couldn't play through it. That's not where he's at right now. But again, recurrence is always something to keep your eye on, especially in that area. As a first baseman, doesn't need to throw that much. You know, we all know very well that for a long time, Albert Pujols played with a tear in his elbow. So it's possible to get through, but, you know, it bears monitoring, and he's hopeful to come back. They don't have the DH at their disposal here eventually, but, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
How about Andrew Miller?
So he's encouraged through a more aggressive bullpen session than he had in a long time. He did that Wednesday, and he was able to, you know, he got tired quickly. He said that was likely a product of all the tests he's been going through, Dan. He's gone through a battery of exams, blood tests, you know, had an MRI on his head to determine if there was anything there. He said he's free and clear. They wanted to see if it was a brain tumor because of the symptoms that he was describing. He said it's mostly been a process of elimination, but the encouraging thing for him and for the Cardinals and for the Cardinals medical staff is that he's continued to throw through this. You know, that there hasn't been the risk of injury to his arm through this. It's just been trying to isolate why he doesn't have that feel for it. He was very encouraged Wednesday, wants to advance to face hitters, and we'll see where that goes. And then be in games. He wants to pick up the pace if he can. You know, watching him throw the bullpen Wednesday, it looked like, you know, there was certainly more of a handle on his slider. And then as time went on, he seemed to get better with his fastball. And then just was tired, just tuckered out because of all the stuff he needed, blood drawn in and out of doctor's office, traveling around town from specialist to specialist. He said it had been quite a hectic few days.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station, hair saloon for men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair saloon for men.
Do you think he could make the opening day roster or not?
I think the Cardinals are reluctant to push him that fast. They seem to think that he will not be on the opening day roster, and they'll look for alternatives such as Yenesis Cabrera.
Sure. Brett Cecil, another one from the left side, and he felt a pop in his hamstring yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up against the Mets trying to, you know, cover first base and felt a hamstring injury. That's a problem. You know, that's going to put some time there. You know, they'll go for an MRI, get the severity of it, but it's going to delay him a bit. You know, the Cardinals were already considering him starting the year on the injured list on a rehab assignment so that, you know, he could go through some games there, get into competition, get some, you know, results without it counting in the standings. And then look for a promotion. This will delay it, you know, and more time in the minors for him. You know, he's had an all right camp. He should feel really good about where he is health-wise until this happened. So probably discouraging, probably frustrated for him given how the past few seasons have gone.
How about, and we'll wrap it up with this on this Thursday morning, but Wainwright going today against the Marlins. What have you thought of his camp?
Pretty good. Pretty solid. I really was struck by the fact that, you know, it's less of an experiment than it has been in recent springs and more of like go out and get polished and get ready. He looks strong. You know, he's got health to his side. Really, really seems to know what he's doing with his pitches, not wondering where his pitches are going to be or if the zip is going to be there, if the finish is going to be there, any of that stuff. So, you know, solid outing. Also a spring that, you know, affirms what he knew already. You know, he's going to be a precision pitcher. So much of his success this year is going to be based on whether he does what he does and how well he does it with command and control, and then maintaining that access to the curveball, sometimes pitching backwards, but always trying to stay in control, because he's got to be in control of counts. He's got to be in control of his pitches. And, you know, if he's not, if he starts fading, you know, in the count, then he's going to have to come over the plate, and that's where trouble will begin for him.
That's Derek Gould. We'll visit on Friday morning. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.